Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you are new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. Let's talk about this beautiful portal of March 3rd, 2024. 3-3-2024. This is a very special day. I love portal days. This one is going to be the portal of creation, change, and transformation. The energies of this day are golden. On March 3rd, we are going to be hit with very potent solar codes and very potent energies from the central sun, actually, as well as source consciousness. And these are golden. These are gilded. Golden is the color of life. It is the emanation of the frequency of life and all things living and all things shifting and changing and growing and evolving. So it is a very potent manifestation portal. It is a very potent day that would enable you to focus your energy as well as the energy of the universe towards achieving a particular outcome. Energetically, it also feels like a pyramid, right? Because the three is a triangle and we have two threes. So it's almost like two triangles coming together. And energetically, what is good to do on these days is first to accumulate the energy. So the energy is going to hit your crown, and then it's going to be arranged around and rearranged around your body. So it's going to descend from there. In the morning, set up a golden pyramid around yourself so that the top of the pyramid hits your crown center, and the bottom part of the pyramid encapsulates your entire body, so nothing is sticking out. And specifically for this pyramid, make sure that the base of the pyramid is a triangle, not a square, because it's a pyramid of three. So as many threes as we can put out in our sacred geometrical symbols, or the more of those we can put out, the better. And so in the morning, set up a golden pyramid. You also want to make sure that you are catching the flow of the universe, meaning that you literally imagine this golden codes, the golden stream coming into your crown chakra and then starting to fill up this beautiful triangle that you find yourself in, bottom to top. Now, this process is going to take probably the entire day. So you want to collect that golden energy up until the evening. Right around 6 p.m., is when the energy is going to be accumulated enough. 3 + 3 = 6. So that's the 6 p.m. What happens around the 6 p.m. time? Now, if you do it after 6, that's totally fine. Just don't do it earlier because it may be a little bit challenging for you because you won't benefit from the full energies that are coming through. Here's what you want to imagine. You would want to flip the pyramid so that tip of the pyramid that was connected to your crown, you want to flip it in front of you. And what you want to do is make sure that that golden energy almost like gets distributed or leaks out, so to say, in front of you. So you want to manage that golden energy flow so that it is facing forward. Forward is the future. Back behind your back, that's the past, right? So you want to almost like create this focused energy stream towards the future. And what you want to do is you want to infuse that stream with all the things that you want to achieve, all of the things that are in your vision board, all of the things that, you know, you wished upon the star sometime not too long ago. So focus on the things. Usually three things are the best things to manifest on a 3-3 portal. Again, yet another three. We love it, when things are so synchronistic. So think of three things that you would like to manifest in the span of year 2024. So specifically think short-term manifestation, because three is the small alchemical number. Three is the small number of manifestation in numerology, which means that you want to be focusing on goals that are achievable within a reasonably short time frame, within 1 year. So you're probably not going to want to manifest something that is a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan for yourself, right? Focus on something smaller. It can still be audacious. It could still be fantastic. It could still be beyond your wildest imagination, as long as it can be achieved within a year, in theory, right? And so imagine that stream in front of you that would be streaming from the top of this pyramid, and then start infusing these three wishes or these three intentions, almost like golden threads, wrapping them around this focal point of the stream of the pyramid. And just be there and allow that energy to just kind of like leak out of the pyramid or be discharged from the pyramid forward. And you may also imagine a future point in time, and you can mark it with like a little flag, almost like you're looking at your lifeline, you're looking at your future, and there's like a little post or little demarcation point where you have these three things that you're manifesting. And what you want to imagine is this golden stream of energy coming from the pyramid, hitting that post, hitting that flag, hitting that demarcation point. That signifies the embodiment and the manifestation of your dreams and desires. So that is the practice for 3-3. What are the great things to do during the portal of 3-3? In general, just charge up your reservoirs of energy, because this is going to be a very energetically charged and potent day. So you get an opportunity to benefit from these energies in so many ways. And golden, as the representation of the stream of life, is one of the most potent streams you can imagine in the universe. And so one of the things, one of the practices that I recommend for the 3-3 portal is imagine that you have many cellars, or you have many pockets, empty pockets inside of your aura or inside of your etheric body. And these pockets can only be filled with golden energy. And so on 3-3, it doesn't really matter what time of day you choose, but allow yourself to fill up these pockets with the golden energy that is streaming from source consciousness, and leave them there once they're filled, because your body is extremely wise and it's going to know exactly when to use that energy. It's going to leverage that energy and convert it to whatever type of energy it needs to convert it when it needs it. So that's a good thing to do on 3-3. Be hopeful and really, really watch your thoughts on March 3rd, because thoughts are extremely, extremely important, and things materialize really quickly. So watch what you're thinking, watch what you're saying as well. So you don't want to be using language on March 3rd that goes against you or against your dreams. So try to pay attention to what you're saying, even in your head, even if those are silent thoughts, but especially if you're voicing something out loud. Try to make sure that you are not using things that are diminishing around what you are and what you bring to the table. So don't speak really kindly to yourself, is what I'm saying, right? So don't put yourself down, even in your own head. Don't reprimand yourself. Tune down that inner critic just for a day, because thoughts are really, really material on 3-3. Beautiful portal, the portal of creation, the portal of transformation. This is also a way you can call in a big shift, a big change in your life. If you don't want to manifest three things, but you want to manifest one thing that is a big shift from where you are, you can also do that instead of the three. And just be receptive and spend this day in gratitude. Spend this day in gratitude for these, you know, energetic gifts that we get from the universe, from source consciousness, and seemingly we didn't do anything to deserve it. And that's what it means to be a beloved child, an unconditionally beloved child. So spend your 3-3 as an unconditionally beloved child of God, and just take advantage of the energies that are coming through. Sending you a big virtual hug. Please let me know in the comments how you're feeling about the portal, if you started to feel the energies, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.